Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad you've chosen to worship here with us today. It's great to see you all here inside of our sanctuary. Welcome our friends who are also joining us on Facebook Live and through our church website. We're glad that you are virtually a part of our church family today. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm the senior pastor here, and we're so glad that you are making worship a part of your Sunday morning here with us. So as we're gathered for worship, you're invited to take out your worship bulletin that you received on the way in from the ushers today. And on the right-hand side, you'll find our tear-off sheet that says Connect at the very top. So you're invited to tear it off now and fill it out and connect with us by letting us know that you were here with us in church today. On the back side, you can also jot down prayer concerns. If there are things in your life that you're praying for or that we can be praying right alongside of you, you can jot down praises that you have in your life. You'll certainly put those down as well. Or you can check a box if you'd like to know more information about getting involved in the life and ministry of our church. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering baskets that our ushers will pass a little bit later on in our worship service today. For our friends who are part of our virtual family of faith, you're invited to go to our church website, burlingtondoc.org. You can download a copy of today's worship bulletin. We'd love it if you do that, and you can follow along with us from wherever you find yourself this Sunday morning. On the very back side of your bulletin, you see things that are going on in the life of our church. We are looking forward to our children and youth ministries coming back from the winter break this evening. Spark and Blaze returns here tonight. They were supposed to return last week, but because of the weather, they got pushed to tonight. And so we look forward to having our kids and our youth back in the church here this evening. We started a new Sunday school class today during the Sunday school hour between 9:30 and 10:30 in room 7 on Grace, looking at the book of Hebrews through Kathy Lynn. They had a great group of folks in room 7, and so if you missed it here today, we hope that you'll come back and join this new class starting or continuing next Sunday morning. We're looking forward to our annual chili cook-off on January 28th. Last time I checked, there's still lots of space to sign up, and so we hope that you will come and join us for this kind of fun fellowship gathering on the 28th, and so we hope that you'll stop by the Welcome Center. There's a little table there, and so stop by after church and sign your chili up. And if you're part of our virtual family of faith and you're here in town, we hope that you will let us know so we can sign you up so you can be a part of this fun church gathering in a couple of weeks. Some of y'all may have noticed that our new church pictorial directories have arrived. You can purchase one at the Welcome Center for $5 after worship today. That $5 simply helps us cover the cost of the printing of these new directories. And so it's great to see so many bright and smiling faces with our directories. And so we hope that you'll stop by at the Welcome Center after church today. Lastly, Pastor Annika, whenever Snowmageddon 2024 first started a couple weeks ago, Pastor Annika put out a challenge for our kids to make snow angels, and we showed this last week, but there was like 7 of us here in church last week, and so we wanted to show this again this week, and so some of y'all may have seen it, but it's a great little compilation of some snow angels that we all made together, and so here's Pastor Annika with our snow angels.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Annika. It's snowing, which is terrific. So, because tomorrow's a snow day for all of you, I want to see your snow angels. So everybody, get a snow angel and post it on our Facebook page. Happy snow day!
Cold. All right. Let's now stand up and say good morning to the folks who are sitting around us, and you can wave hello to our online community with a camera up over my head.
Please join us in worship.
Please pray with me. Dear Lord, you have given us strength when we needed it most. Allow us to share your strength with others who need it this week. Allow us, through your message, to show others that they are stronger than they realize. We thank you, Lord, for your power we feel here today. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.
Our first reading today is the 121st Psalm. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. May God bless this reading of God's holy word. I'd like to invite our children to come forward for a children's message with Pastor Annika.
Good morning. How are you all doing? That's terrific. How many of you seen the movie The Incredibles? Yeah?
They all have superpowers, from super speed to controlling ice, being able to stretch super far, to disappear or become invisible. They have some pretty cool superpowers. Sometimes each of them use their superpowers separately, but together they make up a powerful team. In the movie, as we watch, we see them saving their community and the people who live there. They always try to act quick and get the job done. In the Bible, we hear several stories where people come up against something or someone bigger than them, like David and Goliath, or Jonah and the whale. But what about our own strengths? Can any of you control ice? No. Or stretch clear across the sanctuary? No. Okay, what about disappearing? You know, like when mom and dad tell you to clean your room and you run? Are you really disappearing? No, they can find you, can't they? Yeah. How about giving someone a high five or a hug? Is that something you could do? Yeah, what about a smile? Yeah. Those can make someone who's having a bad day feel appreciated. What about sending a note or writing a letter? What about moving some boxes or the snow for a neighbor, or mowing, or just cleaning your room before your parents actually tell you to? All of these things, while they seem small, they're a big deal to others. We have superpowers by sharing God's love with others. If we use what God has given us to brighten someone's day, it makes us feel good too. Sometimes the little things in life, like giving a high five or a smile to someone, is something that we can all take for granted. In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 31, it says, "Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So this week, I challenge you to use your superpowers and share God's love with someone who needs it most. Whether that's here at church or at school, I'm sure your superpowers will come in handy this week. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us your love. Allow us this week to share your love and allow others to see your superpowers and bring someone closer to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Singing joy to the world.
Giving is not just a duty, but a privilege. This perspective transforms an act of giving from a burden to a joyous expression of faith. It's an opportunity to be part of something greater than oneself, to contribute to the welfare of the community, and to participate in divine work. Our deacons will now receive our tithes and offerings.
Faithfulness, faithfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness is what I need. Faithfulness, faithfulness is what you want for me. So take my heart. Take my will.
What a gift it is for us to gather together and to lift our hearts and spirits together in prayer. Let us pray. Bless, O God, these offerings. We pray that you would encourage us each to give sacrificially in your name and that you would honor our sacrifice. Multiply these gifts to spread your love and work beyond these walls. Gracious God, we thank you for the light that shone in Jesus, revealing your holiness to us and also revealing your righteousness. By your light, we are both encouraged and also humbled by our need for you. We are reassured to see your face turned in our direction, bidding us to come to you. But we cringe at the sight of ourselves turning our backs on you, resisting the light that could mirror your glory. We thank you, O God, for leaving your light in the world, even though we have not always heeded your summons to become the light of the world. Instead of illuminating your character, we have blurred it. You have commanded us to love you with all of our being, but we have decided to minimize our love down to the restrictions of religion. You've commanded us to love our neighbors as ourselves, but we have been too preoccupied with ourselves to find them. You've called us to be peacemakers, yet we have averted our eyes when opportunities to sow peace have been in front of us. You've summoned us to be wall breakers, yet we have supported the wall makers with our silence and our sympathy. We have seen the light but have refused to walk in it. Yet, O Lord, we long to keep your law and do your will. We ask forgiveness for our rebellion, not merely for the sake of the joy that we have denied ourselves, but also for the joy that we deny others. Keep ever before us the needs of the world into which you sent Jesus and for whose sake he gave himself to the fullest. Let us feel the world's pain as our own, seek the world's good as our own, and work for the world's transformation in the name and spirit of him who came into the world not to condemn it, but to redeem it. We lift up those in need this day. May your light of love and healing spread to those who are struggling with health needs. Meet them where they are and strengthen them to grow healthier each day. Lord, extend your love and mercy to the lonely, to the anxious, and to the depressed. Heal the hearts of those who are hurting and grieving. Your love is a healing and grace-filled love that knows no bounds. We pray that all would welcome your love into their lives so that each could know and live in your life-giving light. We listen now, O God, for your word. Let its message illuminate our minds that we may will as Jesus willed. Let its spirit quicken our hearts that we may love as Jesus loved. Let its power speed our steps that we may do as Jesus did. We give thanks and praise for the gift of your Son, in whose name we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our second reading today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 21 and then 25 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name. Because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God indeed.
We're continuing today with our new sermon series called The Gospel According to Disney. This series is so much fun because each week we are taking a Disney movie and then using it as a lens through which to hear the message of Jesus Christ and experience the love of God moving through our life every single day. This is a great fun series for these post-Christmas days before we jump into the heaviness of the season of Lent, which begins for us next month. It's a great little in-between series for us. So last week we started out by talking about the movie Elemental. And crazy enough, even though it was literally 18 degrees below zero, we actually had almost 100 people inside the building for church. And crazy enough, we had more than 1,000 views of our worship services online. And so even though it was a crazy day and we were worshiping in many and various places, we used Elemental as a backdrop to see the lens, to see the scripture of Psalm 139. And in this, we heard how we have many and various gifts, even though we come with our own shapes and sizes, our own personalities, even though we are different people with different ways of life. We heard how we're all from the same substance. It is God who made us and God who blesses us and cares for us and loves us. That's where we started out in the series last week. And so coming up over the next few weeks, if you want to follow along, if you want to kind of do your homework and watch these movies before you come to church, next week we're going to talk about the movie Encanto, and then Toy Story, and then Finding Nemo. That's where we're going to go in the next few weeks. Today, we get to continue on this series with the old school movie, The Incredibles. Now, last week, when we talked about Elemental, it's a relatively newer Disney movie, but the original Incredibles came out way back in the year 2004. And so if you are not like me, where in our house we've seen Incredibles like 750,000 times, if you are not like us, let me tell you about it. The movie stars Bob and Helen Parr, and they seem like plain old ordinary folks. They live an ordinary, kind of wonderful, lovely life. They've got three kids, Violet and Dash and baby Jack-Jack. Bob works in insurance. Helen is there, a stay-at-home mom. And they live ordinary, lovely lives. But the family, of course, in the movie has a special secret. Before they were ordinary, plain, old, lovely people, they were crime-fighting, superhero kind of people. In fact, as you know, in the movie, each of them has their own superpower. Bob becomes Mr. Incredible, and he has this superhuman kind of strength. Helen becomes Elastigirl. Her body has all this elasticity. She can stretch out her arms and legs across like six lanes of traffic. Like she's almost like Spider-Man. She can leap and she can swing far and wide. Their daughter Violet has invisibility and force fields, and their son Dash has super speed. And even baby Jack-Jack has a whole host of his own superpowers. He can lift and throw lawn chairs, even though he's like a little rugrat. He can battle off raccoons without taking on any damage. And he can even create numerous duplicates of himself and be everywhere all at the very same time. They are incredible together. Fighting crime, keeping their city safe, warding off bad guys. They literally boss the town in which they live. Now, I don't know for sure, but I'm willing to bet that in your life, there has been a time when you wished you had some kind of superpower. In fact, we are talking in the church office this week about if each one of us had our own superpowers, what those powers may be. I mean, maybe for you, you wish that you had some kind of super brain, that you could remember every single fact and figure and name and dates. Maybe you wish that you had this because you've already forgotten what you had for breakfast today, not yesterday, but today. That was like a couple hours ago. You've already forgotten. Maybe this super brain would have come in handy when you were back in like geography school and like you were in class and you were praying to God, wishing that the capital of England was in fact Paris because you had completely forgotten and you wish you had some super brain. Maybe your superpower could be that you could wash and dry and fold all of your clothes and put them all away without even getting up off the couch. You had the superpower cleaning. Maybe you could not only leap tall buildings, but you could leap super slow traffic that was going 15 miles an hour down Mason Road. You could leap right to the front of the line. Maybe even you could get your family out of sticky situations and keep everyone you know and love out of harm's way. Whatever it is that we wish we could have back in the day, I bet you it was a good one. You see, it's like that in the scriptures in the Bible today. In the scriptures that we heard from the prophet Isaiah, the people of God have found themselves in this place. Well, it's almost like they wish they had a superhero that could come rescue them from their place in life. You see, the reading that we heard comes from Isaiah chapter 40. But in all the chapters, 1 to 39, leading up to chapter 40, Isaiah has been telling the people of God that they need to change their ways. They need to put aside their indifference when it comes to God. They need to put away their going through the motions whenever they come to church. They need to put away all of their idolatry and making other things gods in their life. Put away their anger and their bitterness toward each other and even toward God. And so in those first 39 chapters of the prophet Isaiah, he's telling the people that if they do not get right with God, if they don't turn their lives back to God, bad things are going to happen to them. Well, and as you might expect, and as often happens when it comes to the people of God in the Bible, they don't, and bad things do happen. In fact, the Bible says these foreign invaders from Babylon come in and they take over Jerusalem. They ransack the temple where the people used to come to worship. They destroy everything. They completely and totally take over. And then to make matters worse, they take the best and the brightest of Israel hostage and they take them away to Babylon to be in exile. I mean, they could have used Mr. Incredible and like Jack to like duplicate himself to get them out of there, to take them back home again. It is awful. It is the worst situation for them. But the crazy thing to note, instead of the prophet Isaiah saying, "I told you so, I told you this was going to happen and you did not listen," instead of like wagging his finger in front of their face and said, you should have changed your ways, Isaiah could have said that. But instead of saying that, Isaiah tries to bring comfort. In fact, he begins chapter 40 of his book by saying, "Comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and all the people there. She served her term. She has paid her penalty. She's in fact paid double for all of her sins." And so whenever we hear further on down the road in Isaiah chapter 40, it is good news for the people and for us because Isaiah says God will strengthen you and be with you and bless you. In fact, exactly what we heard, Isaiah says, "Have you not known? Haven't you heard that the Lord God is the creator of all the world, and he does not faint, he does not grow weary, his understanding is unsearchable. In fact, he gives power to the faint, and he strengthens the powerless. Even young people will faint and be weary. The young will fall down and be exhausted. But he says, those who wait for the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will, in fact, mount up on wings like they are eagles. They will run and they will not be weary. They will walk and not faint," is what Isaiah says. Now, as a little sidebar, that last little part there, that they will run and they will not be weary, that is like the favorite scripture of runners all over the world. Me in my own life, in marathons I've been in, like at mile 25, I just want the Lord God to take me. Then and there, I am done running. But this passage, "they will run and not be weary," it is the hope to hang on to. Don't let me die at mile 25 of a 26-mile race, almost at the end. What he's saying is that even though the people of God are in this hard and awful place wishing for some superhero to come and extract them and take them back home, Isaiah says you will make it through. Because the Lord God will strengthen you and give you a power that you didn't even know you had. He'll fill your cup and renew your strength and keep you from fainting and failing, even mount you up to fly in the heavens like eagles. All of this will happen, Isaiah says, because God will be with them. Now, in case you did not know, this is good news. It is the good news of the gospel because for me, it means that we don't need Mr. Incredible. We don't need super speed. We don't need Elastigirl. It means by the steadfast love of God and the grace of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are stronger than we even realize. We have a power living inside of us that we didn't even know. I mean, it's like this. We could all tell stories of times in our life when we thought and we were convinced that we could not go on another day. That there's times where it feels like we've come to the end of our rope and life has taken a direction that we did not want or expect, but it has come. There have been times when people have let us down, when we have let ourselves down, we have sinned, we've fallen away, the people that we knew and loved the most failed us and left us broken at times in life. There have been times when we have felt unworthy and unloved and even unlovable by God. There have been times in ourselves where it feels like we're in a deep, dark pit. But don't we know? I mean, have we not heard, but by the grace of God moving through our life, we have in fact made it through 100% of our most awful and hardest days in life. In fact, we are batting 1,000 when it comes to making through the worst days of our life. Because God is the one who gives us strength. In those times in our life when we are beaten down and we are left empty, God is there when even the fittest and strongest of us fall and become weak. Those who wait upon the Lord, Isaiah says, will be lifted up because their strength comes from the God Almighty, the one who carries us like footprints in the sand when even we cannot make it on our own. God is there. That's the good news that we hang on to and that we live into. I mean, for us, I don't know what your superpower is, but I know that we all have one together, that even on the hardest of days, the grace of God and the love of Jesus Christ is with us. And for that, we give thanks and praise. Let us pray. O God of grace and God of glory, we give you thanks and praise for your love that fills us and blesses us every single day of our life. In all the days of our life, you have never once forsaken us, but your presence has always been there. Remind us, O God, that you are with us. Empower us to live out our faith so that we can rise up and testify to the goodness of your love and grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer and friend, we pray. Amen.